Exactly 2 minutes after 7 o'clock, it is on this glorious Wednesday evening. It is the 26th of July. And as I said, a special good evening to you. It's Naomi Klassen, better known as Sunshine. And this is your Wednesday edition of Time to Decide. Stay tuned. And with that, the usual hi, good evening, Khuyanand. It is so good to be with you this evening. It's been a long week, but I'm so happy to be with you tonight on this beautiful last Wednesday of July. We're going to have an awesome time in the presence of God. Two sets of guests, and you're in for a treat. Stay tuned. Please do not go anywhere. I'll introduce our guest directly after this. It's 7 minutes after 7 o'clock on this beautiful Wednesday evening, and we're going to have an absolutely amazing time tonight. I'm really excited to be with you tonight. I don't know why I'm so excited. It's like Christmas. You know, when it's Christmas, you know that you're going to get gifts and you don't know what gifts you're going to get, and you have that type of excitement that, like, I feel like when I was a child, like, that type of excitement. Don't ask me why and what, but I just have that awesome feeling. And then I have a special guest in the studio tonight, in the name of, I never know if it's just Namon.
It's Namon Abby Andrea.
Right, yeah. Namon. The other day I said to somebody, the lady who handles my bookings, I said, the person's name is Naaman.
Yeah.
Namon. Yeah. Now, I know that some time ago you were on the program and we couldn't have you live in studio. So yeah, we are really happy that you are in here and in person.
And I must thank you for making time for me to be here today. I really appreciate it. And
it's an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much. And I strongly believe that our program today will equip, instruct, inform, and transform the people out there by the grace of God. And thank you.
Amen. Thank you for that. Just tell us quickly where you're from.
So I'm from Malawi.
Okay.
First born in the family of five. And I moved to South Africa in 2014. So okay, at the age of 13 in 2006, my parents lost their business.
Okay.
And when my parents lost their business, I also lost all the privileges I was born with, making my life full of difficulties, hardships, and challenges.
Mm.
At the age of 21 in 2014, I moved to South Africa in search for a green pasture.
Mm.
And trying to settle down here was full of difficulties, hardships, and challenges. And that inspired me to write my first book, which is titled The Detour.
Wow.
Right. So
wow,
my book tells the story of a young man's determination, trying to make something worthwhile of his life. But most importantly, it shows the reader on how their own detours can mold and chisel them as they prepare them for the things that life has already in store for them. Because I strongly believe that on the path of where we are and to whom we want to be, we all often face character-building experiences and circumstances, which I call them detours.
Mm.
And my book, The Detour, is one of the books that helps the reader's mind to consider the possibility of receiving their own detours as an instrument or a tool for navigation and critical progression.
If we can all just see it that way.
If we can all just see it that way. And one thing, this is what I normally say to people. I say, every detour I encounter, it continues to reveal something in me that
wow,
I didn't know that it's in there.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
And this focus has helped me to focus on the thing that I can change. And not on the things that I can't control.
Come on, you need to say that again. This is powerful stuff right here.
Yeah, I'm saying this focus, because every detour continues to place me or introduces me to me.
Okay.
Every detour introduces me to me. And this focus, like every detour that I've encountered in life, it continues to reveal something in me that I didn't know that it was there.
Mm.
And this has helped me to focus on the things that I can change and not on the things that I cannot control in life.
Wow.
So instead of looking at a detour as an obstacle, I look at them as an instrument that is helping me and introducing something to me that I didn't know exist.
Help us, God.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I feel like, so now looking back, I feel like the years or the tours that I encountered moving from Malawi to South Africa,
Yes. They
were not there to destroy me. But they were there to mold me. They were there to chisel me. They were there to prepare me for the things that I'm doing right now.
Sure.
So this thing was already there.
Yes.
The author, Namon as an author, was already there.
It was always there.
Namon as a speaker was already there.
Yeah.
But that couldn't be introduced if I didn't encounter
the
detours that I encountered.
Yes.
So the detours introduced me to me.
Sure.
I feel like detours are like an instruction,
sure,
or the voice of God asking you to make adjustments. Like you have been here for so long, there's something greater that I've prepared for you,
and the only thing that can get you there is a detour.
It's a detour. The only thing that can get there is a detour. So I detour is like the voice of God, an instruction from the voice of God asking you to make adjustments in life. It's an instrument.
Detours are not there to kill you.
It's not there to kill you. A detour is an instrument.
Sure, a tool.
A detour is an instrument.
Wow.
It's not an obstacle.
Uh-uh.
A detour is there to transform you, to develop you, to prepare you, to mold you for the thing that life or God has already in store for you.
My God.
If you don't encounter detours and if you don't embrace them, you're going to be frustrated.
Listen, I've always been very open and welcoming is such a strong word to use in this context.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a different word, but I've always been open to detours because I'm very aware that detours do happen. Like I was open to it. If a detour happens, I know that I'm on my way somewhere.
Yes.
And a detour here and there is fine. But what you are sharing, it's not just fine. It is imperative to happen because it opens up.
Yeah.
And it brings you... It brings out certain things in you that lies dormant. Gee whiz, man.
So you are quoting me. So I wrote something, it was last week. And this is my statement. I want to use the word dormant.
Huh.
Detours, life detours, can unleash dormant talents in you, which prosperity might not awaken.
Sure. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Life detours can unleash dormant talents in you, which prosperity might not awaken.
Yeah.
You see, so that's the importance of detours. That's the benefit of detours. They are there to unleash dormant talents in you that prosperity might not awaken, that pleasure may not awaken. But once those detours come in, and you're going to be on a different level.
That contentment and peace and what we all yearn for may never be able to unlock.
See, so there's a collaboration between...
And it can, sorry to break your word, it can unlock certain things, but you're saying it might never.
It might never,
It
might never unlock those gifts. In
that's me. Such a powerful statement.
Yeah, so I feel like people should learn to embrace detours. I think people are scared of detours because they don't know what to do when they encounter detours. Most people, they easily panic when they encounter detours. And when you panic, your mind, it causes your mind in order to experience its environment. And when your mind cannot experience its environment, your mind cannot find options that exist in that environment.
Yes.
And when your mind cannot find options that exist in that environment, your mind do not know which options to embrace.
Yeah.
And all because you have panicked. And every time your mind cannot find options to embrace, you disempower yourself.
Sure.
And the true strength of every human being is to find options in their environment.
Mm.
And when you cannot find options, you relocate yourself to the jungle. You become an animal because it's only animals who don't have options.
Sure.
A lion keeps a lot of hair. It's not because he don't want to shave, but because a lion doesn't have options. God designed many to have options. That's our true strength.
Wow.
When we grow a beard, we go to a barbershop, we shave.
Yeah.
We have invented cars because we are tired of walking.
Sure.
We invented airplanes.
Yeah.
Because that's how we were designed.
There was a need.
Yeah. We were designed to have options. And people, when they encounter it, was the first thing they do, they panic.
Mm.
And every time you panic, you disempower yourself.
Sure.
Stagnation kicks in. And stagnation is the worst form, is a form of self-oppression.
Mm.
Because life is designed for growth.
Sure.
life, that's how God created life. Life is designed for growth. And when you cannot find options, stagnation kicks in. And stagnation is the worst form of oppression. Because life is designed for growth.
Sure. I like need to get a copy of this program because you're going and you're going and you're going. I'm like, I need to. And I don't have a pen here with me tonight. I need to get a copy of this program tonight.
Yeah.
Because these things, what you're sharing is deep.
Yeah. So I was going to continue. Mm. So the first thing, instead of panicking, you must develop a vision of what you could be.
Sure.
People are scared of detours. They easily panic because they don't know how to shape their future in the midst of their detours.
Mm.
And there is nothing as weak as journeying through life without an understanding of what it takes to shape your future in the midst of your detours. You will be afraid and unnecessary, and you will crack if you don't know what it takes to shape your future in the midst of your detours. So one thing I've done, I want to make it easier for people. I've broken down some contents of my book into modules.
Okay.
So I want to help people on how they can shape their future in the midst of their detours. I think it's very important that you understand what it takes to shape your future in the midst of your detours. So vision is very important. Like to every human being, you must at least have a vision. Because what a vision does, vision shapes your future.
Mm.
Vision gives you a picture of your future. Vision takes you into the future. And once you have visited the future, you become less content with the world around you. Right?
Mm.
Vision, that's what a vision does. Once you know where you are going, you have developed a picture of where you want to be.
Right.
You become less content with the world around you.
Mm.
Even things are not going well around you. Even when there's negativity around you. But you are content because you have developed something. You have seen a picture of where you want to go in life. So that's the importance of vision. I know I say, when I first got in Cape Town, I was supposed to meet a friend in Wynberg. And when I got in Rondebosch, I almost got off the bus in Rondebosch. Because Rondebosch for me just looked like Wynberg.
Okay. And this was your first time?
This was my first time.
Just saw a picture of what Wynberg looked like? How did you confuse it?
By then, I didn't know how Wynberg looked like.
Okay.
So in Rondebosch, I almost got off the bus in Rondebosch. And I had the same experience when I got in Claremont. Because Claremont for me just looked like Wynberg. And it was luckily the person that was sitting next to me, he noticed that I was very uncomfortable. And I wasn't sure where I was going.
Yes.
And he asked me, "Where are you going, brother?" I said, "I'm going to Wynberg." He said, "Okay, take your seat. I'll let you know when you are in Wynberg."
Yeah.
And I want to communicate this to the listeners out there. Sadly, this is how many people's lives are. They have settled down in an environment where they are not supposed to be simply because they lack vision.
Sure.
Do you get what I just said?
Sure.
They are stuck in places where they are not supposed to be, frustrated, confused, and not knowing what to do simply because they lack vision. So it's very important that you develop a vision of what you could be.
Yes.
And then begin to take action.
Yes.
In the hunt of happiness, because like I said, when you panic, then there's no happiness.
No.
But in the hunt of happiness, money cannot buy you happiness.
No.
You need to start taking action.
Yes.
And the principal factor of happiness in life is progress.
Yes.
That's sure. The principal factor of happiness is progress. And this cannot be progress without action. You need to start taking action. Your vision does that for you. Vision imposes discipline upon your life. And that discipline drives you to start acting. And your acting creates momentum. And momentum creates progress. And progress creates motivation.
Come on.
So when you wait until you are motivated, then you have already lost.
Sure.
And if you feel that you are ready, then you are late.
Sure.
Don't wait until you are motivated. That's the last part. You need to start taking action. Your action creates momentum. Your momentum creates progress. And progress, that's where happiness is. And progress, it's not just about being in motion. Progress has to do motion and direction in the same
path. Man. Oh, man. This is powerful stuff. Where can people get this book?
So the book is available at Clark's Bookshops, exclusive bookshops, and you can buy directly from me.
Okay.
I'm going to give out my
easy read. It's a small book.
It's a small book, but it's very...
It's dynamic.
No,
it's powerful.
No,
It's a small A5 size book. It's got 81 pages.
81 pages, yeah.
So it is. I'm just scrolling through this, and there's something that caught my eye here.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna play a track of music because I would like to make. Let me just go to a track of music.
Okay.
And then there's all something that caught my eye, but I need to talk to him first.
Okay.
Before we continue.
All right.
But what a powerful book. If you'd like a copy of this book, if you want to know more about this book, I urge you to do so. But give me or send me a WhatsApp to this number, 061-798-1075. What a song. I hope that you enjoyed that as much as I did. It is exactly 29 minutes after 7. Take a listen to this. The table is definitely set, and I promise you there is a place for you. And guess what? Namon will be present at that event. He's going to be with me on that couch.
I'm so excited.
I am. You know what?
Yeah.
Something in this book caught my attention. Our topic for the 19th of August is a mother's prayer.
Yeah.
And allow me just to read one portion of this book. It says, "My mother was and still is a prayerful woman.
Yeah.
She prayed for me and shared with me the story of Jeremiah in the Bible, who by the same condition almost rejected the calling of God upon his life, and how God told him that, 'Don't be afraid of their faces, for I am with you.' Since that time, I have developed my confidence, and there is no great assurance than knowing that God is with me when I stand in front of people."
Yeah.
I think I need to go with you to all of your book launches. And I need to read. You need to make me your reader.
Okay. I don't mind doing that. It'd be a pleasure to have you.
Oh, my word. This book. Listen, you need to get your hands. Yeah. Thank you to all those people who have already sent in your messages. So, you need to get this book. Is a must read. I've just learned so much tonight, and when I read this, I opened the book and I read this, my eye fell on this. Now there's 81 pages. What are the chances that I will open the book
and get straight there? And
because I was trusting God to show me who my guests ought to be at this event. And I already thought of one.
Yeah.
Earlier today, I believe it's the Holy Spirit who directed me. I haven't spoken to that person yet.
Yeah.
Powerful testimony, a mother. So there's two mothers that I've earmarked.
Hmm.
And then you, the result of a mother's prayer.
The result of a mother's prayer. And I want to add this. You see, we confuse, most people confuse life, that life starts after birth.
Come on.
But life does not start after birth. There's what we call a pre-womb identity. God says, before I formed thee, I knew you. That means you existed before the post-womb identity.
Yes.
That's when you have given birth and come to the world. But then there's a pre-womb identity.
Sure.
Before you are formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. God knew you. And so most people confuse life as from birth, from their coming out of their mother's womb to death. But that's not life. That's a pre-womb identity. There's a post-womb identity. And there's what now we call eternity. That's after life, after death.
Yeah.
Life continues because there's eternity on the other side.
Yeah.
And what happens here, the detours that we encounter here, all the obstacles, the challenges, they're in God's plan. When I figured this out, I have often said there's nothing that can happen to me without God's consent. Not because the devil decided that something is going to happen to me and it's going to happen to me. No, because there's what we call assignment protective power.
Sure.
God brought me here for a purpose. My assignment protects me. My assignment is what is guiding me.
Mm.
Your assignment protective power. And when you understand this, you won't be alarmed by the challenges that are happening in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be alarmed.
Don't be alarmed.
Don't be alarmed.
No, you don't have to be alarmed because God brought you here for a purpose. And no person can just walk out there and begin to destroy your life.
No.
That's why it's important that you understand your assignment.
Yes.
What is it that you are doing here?
Mm.
I normally give this example. Jesus Christ was with the disciples in the ship.
Mm.
And then water was flooding. There was a flood, right? And Jesus Christ was still sleeping.
Mm.
Jesus Christ, I assume, but this is a revelation to me, that Jesus Christ understood that he was not going to die by floods. He's not going to die by the sea. He was going to die by the shedding of blood, which was going to be on the cross.
Sure.
So he was not
that
going.
That is why he was sleeping.
That was why he was.
The,
he was
the
at ease.
Storm was not phasing him at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Because he understood his assignment. He knew that he couldn't die because of the floods.
No. No.
So your assignment protects you. And once you understand your assignment, you are at peace with yourself. And then that's when you are also able to receive all the challenges as instruments that will introduce you to a better version of yourself.
Just an instrument.
Just an instrument.
To unlock that better version
of
yourself.
To unlock that better version of yourself,
So this is what is what Naaman wrote. Gosh, this is just too much. He says, you may have experienced adversity, setbacks, and heartaches in your past. Today is a new day to start again. As I share my story in this book, I will challenge you to see all your detours as opportunities to rethink, refresh, and restart. Let's get started. I'm about to start a library at our church.
Oh, okay.
And this is definitely a book that we need to have in our little reading corner or mini library.
Thank you.
It's definitely just the last 2 days I've heard of two people in my close inner circle while they're in my life that have been thinking of suicide. One is actually in hospital because the tablets have damaged, may have damaged her liver. This is a person under the age of 16.
Yeah.
Another person is a mother of two. And so life happens.
Yeah.
But if they can only get to that place and realization that the detours that they are facing right now is not there to kill or destroy them.
No, it's not. See, my family story because of time, I want to be able to share everything. But my father owned a farm, right? And so in 2006, the tobacco market wasn't doing so well in Malawi. And my father decided he was going to sell his tobacco in Zambia, which is our neighboring country. So he carried his 4 tons of tobacco, went into Lusaka, offloaded his tobacco at a certain marketplace, waiting to start a trade in the morning after. But that very same night, some guys set up a fire at the marketplace, and my father's tobacco burnt down. He lost everything. He couldn't even save a single bell. And because he trespassed into Lusaka, that means he couldn't get any compensation. So he returned back home to us, frustrated, confused, and not knowing what to do. And we understood his frustration because he had workers on the farm waiting to get paid.
Right.
And part of the agreement with these workers on the farm was that they would get paid
when he returns.
When he has harvested his crops and sold them.
Yeah.
That was the agreement every season. But now this season, he has lost almost everything. And thinking on how he can pay the workers on the farm and also revive his butchery business, he decided to sell our 4-bedroom house that we owned. From our 4-bedroom house, we ended up renting a 1-room. So a family of 7 people. I've got 4 siblings. Plus myself, we have 5 children. So my sisters and my mother had to sleep in 1 room. And myself and my young brother, we had to sleep like on the sitting room because the house had only
one bedroom.
So from a 4-bedroom house, a comfortable life with workers, with almost everything. We were not rich by how society defined the rich, but we lived a very comfortable life. Like we lacked in nothing. Now we were on the rock bottom. Couldn't go to school. I couldn't further my studies because my father had no money. But from those detours, when I look back, I'm just trying to cut my story short. When I look back, I thank God. I look to heaven and I thank God that I saw all this. You were preparing me for this moment. You see, so God, when we encounter detours, God is working in us. God is working on us. God is preparing us.
Amen to that. I'm a firm believer.
So the only permission, because I meet youngsters and I speak to the youth most of the time, and I always tell them that the only permission that you need in order to become anything in life is to be alive. Keep living. And one day you are going to look back and you are going to thank God that you came through.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you encountered all these challenges.
I always also talk about the detours in life, and we can look at various people in the Bible who had detours, but how their lives changed. But some of the wisdom that you shared was just, it was deep. So I have the details for Namon. If you would like a copy of his book, all you need to do is send him a WhatsApp to the following number, 063-005-8692. That number again, 063-005-8692.
Or they can get hold of me through my social media.
And that is
Namon AB Andrea on Instagram, Namon AB Andrea on Facebook, and Namon AB Andrea on LinkedIn. I'm very active on all platforms.
Namon, N-A-M-O-N, Namon.
AB, A-B-E.
A-B-E.
Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A.
A-N-D-R-E-A. That's very easy. Namon A-B Andrea. A-N-D-R-E-A. That's the same name on all three platforms. Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So do go there. You have an event very briefly next week.
I have an event coming up on the 5th of August. And on the 12th of August, it's going to be online. But the 5th of August one is going to be physical, in person, event at Gauteng City College. Like I said, I've turned some contents of the book into modules, and if you're interested and you want to learn on how you can shape your future in the midst of your detours, please, this is an event you don't want to miss. Be there. It'll guide you. It'll transform you.
Just give the information of the venue again, please.
It's Gauteng City College, 47 Strand Street in Cape Town CBD.
Okay. Yeah. Just give your contact number again.
My contact number is 063-005-8692.
Great.
Yeah.
Somebody's asked, what is the name of the book? The name of the book simply is
The Detour.
I've been sending the contact details. Ricardo, it's always wonderful hearing from you. Thank you for always tuning in. So many people have sent me messages, and I am sending that to you right now.
Thank you.
I'm asking for the book.
Yeah.
Please kindly send me the book title. Let's see, that is the information. The book title is called The Detour. But please, people, you need to now remember the harvest table. It is happening. The in-person event, the live event is happening on the 19th of August. A Mother's Prayer. It will be hosted by myself. Nauman will be one of the people, one of my guests.
I'll be there.
So please do come out. We're going to have some of the books there that you can also purchase. But you're going to have an opportunity to meet Nauman, also have him sign your book.
Sure.
But you need to meet this young man with so much wisdom. Nauman, thank you. Do you have a quick shout out that you'd like to send to somebody?
All my friends are there and everyone who has supported me, encouraged me, words of encouragement, and supported me in any way. I love you. Your humanity has shaped my own. Keep being good people, and let's change the world. Thank you.
Oh, that is special. Thank you so much, Nauman. Thank you for coming in here tonight and for sharing. We hope to have you back sometime soon.
Thank you so much, Naomi. I deeply appreciate it. For giving me the opportunity to be here
pleasure.
Today.
Thank Absolute you. Pleasure. And I look forward to having you with me
on
at that
19th
event, the 19th
of
August.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Great stuff. Yeah. Let's go to some music. And Bethel Music there with a song called Chasing You right here on CSFM. It is almost 10 to 8. And as I said, I have our second set of guests in the studio. And am I excited? I'm like, I told you earlier on, I'm like, you know when it's Christmas time and you know that you're going to receive a gift? I'm like, I'm there, that excitement. You know, Apostle Vincent Alexander, you know what I'm talking about, when we were children.
Absolutely, yes.
Jy kan nie wag die nag moet omgaan vir die nuwe klere.
As they say, you're like a kid in a candy store.
Yes, that is how I feel, just so excited. That's the voice of... Apostle Vincent Alexander. Oh, my word. Bless you. It's so good to see you. And then a friend of ours personally and in the ministry, Pastor Errol Jomath. It's so good to see you.
Good evening, Naomi. Good evening, listeners. I'm blessed to see you. Been a while.
It's been a while. I am so excited tonight. I mean, we had the lovely Nauman A.B. Andrea in the studio with such a powerful word on his book called The Detour. And then I have you two powerhouses in the studio. I'm like, no wonder I feel like I'm feeling.
Amen.
So Pastor Errol Jomath is the ministry leader of Barrier Breaking Men. Your ministry has been going for a while now, like almost 20
next
years.
Yeah, next year we're celebrating 20
years. 20 years, yeah.
By the grace of God. Yeah, we're excited. We're back at Grand West. We're back at Grand West after almost 3 year break. So we're excited.
Wow.
Praise the Lord. We're getting together this Friday night. So next meeting.
Yes, yes.
So
tell us about
it. We're excited. Yeah, Pastor Jerome Geisman will be our speaker. And we are blessed since the beginning of the year.
Yes.
We're back at the Ice Ring Conference Hall and we're excited. Men's lives are being transformed and changed at Grand West.
Yes. Amen. So for those who don't know, I mean, we do a lot of things with the women and lots of events, but this ministry caters for men from all walks of life.
Amen. And real men. Real yes. men. Our motto of our ministry is, I'm not okay, you're not okay, but it's okay, because we as men, we don't talk, we don't up and up, but we a ministry where we just trust God completely, where men can laugh together, where men can cry together, yes. where men can just be themselves.
Yes. And it happens once a month at the Grand West Casino, starting at 7:30. It's the venue right above the Ice Ring
Conference Hall. Yeah.
Ice Ring Conference Hall. So you want to make your way there, gather all your men from your church and go up there. We have our night of prayer at church. But I think the ladies need to take over on Friday night, and we need to release the prophet, man of God.
The prophet is coming. He said he's going to pop in quickly.
Did he say so? Okay.
So he will be making his way
yes.
to Grand West, and then we said he can leave early
okay.
to go pray later.
Yes, yes. So we'll keep the fire burning on the other side. Amen.
Amen.
But it's always good to have you here. And please do pass my greetings to your dear wife.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You for coming.
Apostle Vincent Alexander, you look good. And I want this to say, Pastor Marilyn, I hope you're hearing me. You are taking good care of your husband. I can't wait to see her.
Absolutely.
She has got this vibrant personality. Say skrik for niks. And this woman of God can minister a word.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward. So thank you for being here tonight. And I do know that you're coming to give us an injection.
Grace.
Yes.
And nothing but grace.
Amen.
So maybe
just tell the people you are not. I'm just assuming that everybody knows you, but
yeah.
let me not do that assumption.
Man, you know, I'm just a humble servant of God. And my philosophy in life is God gave his best to me, and I must give my best to him.
Oh, I like that.
And the greatest of all is the servant of all. And I always say to people, if you are too big to serve, you are too small to lead.
Sure.
And so it is in serving God, in serving people, in serving the body of Christ, in serving the community, in serving one another, that yeah. we find our identity. But I just wanted to say to my wife Mel, our leadership, our pastors, our churches and the Real Life Christian Center, and all the Eagles, love and appreciation as we are getting ready for our next chapter, which will be our best chapter, our
Come
sift,
on.
Our shape, and our move by the grace of God. So yeah, I believe that life is about seasons,
mm-hmm.
and in every season comes to an end, a new season is beginning.
Yes.
And so this is where we are, and we can only say, look what the Lord has done.
Right. So your ministry has been going like forever. I was a young person and you were going already, and you're not that old.
No.
So it ate the mother's quote, it all began break. It ate the mother's quote. But how long have you been in the ministry?
Yes, I always say to people, in enigmatiese Afrikaans, so see,
yeah.
Klagliedere 3:27. Jy weet, soos die openster mense sê, hulle sê, dit is goed vir 'n man dat hy die juk in sy jeug dra. And so when you come yes. to God while your youth or your young life becomes an investment for your prophetic destiny.
Sure.
And that is the longevity. And people, you know, we were at the School of Ministry, and we were talking with our evangelist and so on. I said, I come with the days of Andre Kutsi,
yes.
and I'm here with Nikki Kutsi. I'm here with, I was there with Henny Dixon, and I'm here with Randall Dixon. And so I was there with Ati Prince, I ministered with his son-in-law. So God has allowed me to minister cross generationally, and that is the grace, and also the humility of consistency that equals longevity.
Sure.
Can you still be here after X amount of years?
Yes.
Because life is not a sprint. Life is a marathon.
Yeah.
And I am who I am simply because He is who He is.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That is the grace of God.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I've got nothing to boast about, but only but in the cross of Calvary.
Yes.
And so that's who I am.
Yes, and the one thing you are so right is that consistency. You've been consistent in preaching the pure, unadulterated Word of God. You've been consistent in that. And seasons came and went, but you remain consistent. And I just want to say thank you, God, for this man of God that He has raised up back then, now, and for future generations to come. So, yeah, just want to take a moment to thank God for you.
Amen.
All glory to God for you.
Thank you.
And so you have ministered in Cape Town, across South Africa, across the world.
Yes.
It is you who went to Jimmy Swaggart.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. That was my first trip overseas. Jimmy Swaggart to Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
That's right.
Yeah, I was with him and I ministered at his church, that
wow.
particular family worship center. And that I remember singing those beautiful old songs with his son, Donnie Swaggart, etc.,
sure.
etc.
I listened to his music this morning. I shared a song with our ladies. I said, please listen to this. I Googled the lyrics.
Yeah.
One of the ladies in his church sings it.
Yeah, yeah. And also, Naomi, when people, Pastor Errol, ever go through a trial, a challenge, a storm, you can put any song of Jimmy Swaggart on.
Literally.
You know what I mean.
It will uplift you.
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, my word.
Yeah,
it's just
so
ironic that just this morning on Our Lady, I woke up with this. And I sent it to the women in our group. There is healing in this house by Grace Larson. Please do listen to it. You go into this deep. I say to them, you guarantee to go into this deep worship session with him. I said, I'm happy to be at work, but I'm sad to be at work because I just wanna soak in His glory.
I mean,
when I listen to that song.
You're talking about Jimmy Swaggart, Naomi, about 7 years ago on Father's Day. You know the story. I lost my son.
Yes, yes.
Pastor Vincent was there until I left the hospital, until I had to switch off the machine. And when he passed on, And one of the things, there's so many questions that goes through you. Why my son? Why this? Why this? And one song of Jimmy Swaggart that carried me through was the song, I Don't Need to Understand.
Oh,
I Just Need to
hold
His hand. And that was the song that carried me, that carried Carol through our journey, my kids through. So, great memories, Jimmy Swaggart.
There's something about the songs of Jimmy Swaggart and those sung in his house, So, I just had to mention that. So, you mentioned earlier on about your journey as well as the seasons. And I know the last time I've been at your church, you were in this beautiful community center that you've spruced up so nicely. Yes, you're still there, or you believe you're moving along.
Yes, it is. It is our season to move, and we are so much so excited.
Okay.
And it is divinely God orchestrated for us to be able to move. And we thank God for His grace and His favor.
Amen.
And I always say, with every sifting comes a lifting.
Come on.
And it is the law of exchange. What is a tomb for something is a womb for something else.
Yes.
So God has changed a tomb into a womb, birthing new things.
Amen.
And He says, behold, I, the Lord, will do a new thing.
Mm.
So it's a new season. It's a new wine. It is new oil. It
Amen.
Is new wind. It is just new things that the Lord is doing for us. But we are thankful and grateful for the last couple of years that we could have been in Bishop Leavis, but God has allowed us to sift to a great place, and we are seriously excited for what the Lord is about to do.
So where will you be moving? Out of Bishop
Leavis? Yes, let me put it this way and to put things into perspective.
Okay.
Yeah. You know where our old church was, so we're moving from that to the airport industry of Boston Business Park.
Wow.
But it is geographically only 4 kilometers
okay.
from our previous church to the next church.
Yes.
It is only on the perimeter of the airport, that's the robot, and just opposite there it is.
Okay, you know? Okay.
So, it is 4 kilometers, it's not 40. That is the first thing, and that is the favor. And
We
are moving there, and we thank the Lord that He's made all these things possible for us.
Yes, I love the location, close to the airport. So strategic. Go there for and make this. It's like a springboard to send your people to the north, the south, the east. That's how I see it.
And the airport, you know, when you look at the airport, it is the airport, so it is in the air, but it's also a port.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then when you go to the airport and you need to fly, they tell you go to gate number 15, 16, 17 or what. So the airport is a place where there are gates for exit and entrance.
Yes.
And so when people come from the airport, our church will be the first church they will see.
Wow.
And that is the apostolic prophetic significance of what the Lord has done.
Amen.
And then the place that we'll go in is a type of warehouse. It will be a little bit bigger than where we are and higher. And so we trust the Lord to make it a beautiful house of the Lord.
When are you moving?
Man, we are moving there. We're starting to move from the 1st of August. Yeah, that's why it's a new beginning, because it's the 8th month. It's new beginning.
Sure.
Yeah. It's also woman month. It's the ability to birth.
Come on. Yes. Yes.
Tell Hannah that Samuel is coming.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell
Amen.
Sarah that Isaac is coming.
Come on.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so our first service, we will go in and just get the place ready and stuff like that. And our first service will be there from the 6th of August.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's next week.
Next week, yeah. So we
it's like not this set Sunday, next Sunday.
Next week and Sunday. So this Sunday will be our last service at the old property, and then the following Sunday we will be in our new building.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I celebrate with you. We celebrate with you. And we look forward to that new beginning. Mm. I am going to play a track of music, and on the other side of this, or maybe just give contact details of your church or your administrator, or if you can, that would be great. And then we'll take it from there. But I do know that you also came loaded with a word, and a word in season.
Amen.
You're not leaving the studio until you've already given so much, and I'm eating and drinking of this. But I would like you just to speak a word of encouragement. Somebody is saying, yeah, wow, man of God, you speak deep things. Love your spirit. Praise God. Thank you for that. Keep those WhatsApps coming. The WhatsApp number in the studio is 061-798-1075. That number again, 061-798-1075. You want to share the contact details of your church's administrator?
Yes, sir. They can contact Pastor Anthony Pinar at 083-424-6989. 083-424-6989, Pastor Anthony Pinar.
Perfect. We'll make sure to give those details again. Let's just take a listen to this track of music. On the other side of this, please do prepare your hearts, prepare yourselves for a powerful word. Don't go anywhere. It's 1 minute. It's 5 minutes after 8. Let's take a listen to Israel and New Breed. It's a new season. It's coming to me. I love how Israel says or asks, how many believe it? You need to believe it. You need to believe it. It's a new season. The month of August, the 8th month, signifying new birth. It's a new season. Receive it. In the name of Jesus, it's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. I have Apostle Vincent Alexander in the studio, and Pastor Errol Jomath also in the studio. And yeah, already I've been eating and drinking of the the wisdom, the anointing that comes and flows from the man of God. So I'm going to ask you now to speak as God lays in your heart.
Amen. Good evening, Cape Town. What a tremendous blessing to be in the United States of Cape Town, in your house, in your home, and in your space. And we declare and we decree that God is about to make the impossible possible. Amen. I would like to just talk about, if I would give it a theme now, I would say changing destinies.
Sure.
Changing destinies. The most important thing in life that we need to understand is change is the only thing that is constant.
Yeah.
And so we need to evolve, and we need to understand, in order for the caterpillar to develop into the butterfly, it needs to go through metamorphosis.
Right.
And if that caterpillar doesn't change, the butterfly cannot fly. And so change is important for us.
Mm.
But I believe that 2023 will be a phenomenal year for all of us by the Spirit of the living God. And I would like to make just five declarations into the atmosphere.
In the
I declare in Jesus' name that God will give you the anointing of Adam to be fruitful and to multiply, the anointing of Jabez to extend and extend territories, the anointing of Elijah for prophetic insight, the anointing of Elisha for double portion, the anointing of Methuselah for long life and sufficiency, the anointing of Moses for constant leadership, and the anointing of Cyrus for property and property development, the anointing of Solomon for wisdom and counseling. I pray that God will give you the anointing that is necessary to meet every need in 2023.
Jesus.
So very quickly, the life of Jonah. Jonah is profound, prolific, and he is prophetic. And the Bible says, and he was the son of Ittai. Ittai means truth. And the name Jonah means dove. So
okay.
A dove is humble, a dove is obedient, and a dove is sensitive.
Yes.
And so when we become like Jonah, we need to have the qualities of the dove, which is the qualities of the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
It is not who you are. It is the embedded qualities of God within your life.
Amen.
And so very quickly, in Jonah chapter 1, he ran away from God.
Yes.
Jonah chapter 2, he ran to God.
Sure.
Jonah chapter 3, he ran with God. And in Jonah chapter 4, he had to run in with God.
Sure.
And so it is profound. And God said to Jonah, go. Jonah said to God, no. And then God said, oh, what's going on? It is the changing of the destinies.
Yes.
And he was supposed to go to this place, Nineveh, because he needs to bring revival to this place. And so when we look at the metaphor very quickly between Jonah and Jesus, he is a type of Jesus. So Jonah was in a storm. Jesus was in a storm. Jonah was the problem in the storm. Jesus was the problem solver in the storm.
Yes.
And so it is the storm was there because of Jonah, but Jesus himself calmed the storm. Jonah was sent to Nineveh, but Jesus was sent to you and me. Yes. And so Jonah was on his way, going the wrong way, but Jesus said, I am the way. And so Jonah was thrown overboard and sacrificed his life so that the ship could be saved. Jesus sacrificed his life 2,000 years so that the ship of our destinies can be saved. Jonah was buried for 3 days in the belly of the whale, and Jesus was buried for 3 days in the belly of the earth. After 3 days, Jonah came out, and after 3 days, Jesus came out. And so we declare in Jesus' name, it doesn't matter where you are, God is about to change your destiny. The last thing quickly I want to say is, when we are out of the will of God, the Bible says, and Jonah went down to Tarsus. He went down to Joppa. He went down to the bottom of the ship. And he went down to the belly of the whale. It was a downward spiral when we do not have God in our lives. But the Bible says, as they threw him over the ship, and sometimes in life, the Bible says when the storm came out, they released the cargoes. And sometimes in your storm, you need to get rid of certain things, rid of certain baggage, rid of certain people, because they are not part of your prophetic destiny. But the Bible says, when you look at the time and the timing of God, as they threw Jonah over the sub, the Bible says, and God allocated a big fish. So when he came overboard, the sub, this big fish was right in time and right in place and right in position.
Mm.
I have come to tell Cape Town that it doesn't matter what is going on in your life. God has already designed a big fish anointing.
Yes.
He has to swallow you up. And this is how God operates. He sent this big fish, so we went into the kingdom of the water.
Sure.
When he sent the big fish, the Bible says when the fish vomited him out, he moved from the sea to the sky into the land. So he moved into the kingdom of the sky. And the Bible says when he landed there, God orchestrated and ordered a plant to cover Joseph. So he went into the kingdom of the plants. And the Bible says, and God appointed a worm to eat up the plant. So he went into the kingdom of the insects. I have come to tell Cape Town that the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdom of a God. That God is about to make a way where there seems to be no way, because he is a way maker. He is a miracle worker. He is a promise keeper. And let me tell you, the belly of the big fish cannot stop the promises of God. Whatever God has ordered, it will come to pass.
Yes.
Because it's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yes.
Your destiny, Cape Town, is about to change. God is about to take you through the storm, because he's able to make the impossible possible.
Jesus. I don't want you to stop. I do not want you to stop. But wow, how powerful is this?
Yes, yes.
People,
yes.
If you are living in that, even if you don't, make your way to the airport industry on the 6th.
Yes, on the 6th. And I want to say, as a round off,
yes.
The Bible says,
sure.
And this is what I want to release in Cape Town.
Come
Jonah
on.
Had to wait for 40 days for the revival. Because 120,000 people were waiting on the other side of Jonah's obedience. The question tonight is, Cape Town, how many people are waiting on the other side of your obedience? If you can become obedient to God, you will see what God is about to do, and your destiny will be changed. The third thing I want to say very quickly, the big fish had to swallow him, so he had to smell like fish, because Nineveh was a fishing village. Yeah. So God prepares you for what he's prepared for you, so that you can be effective.
God.
Productive, relevant, and seasonal, and significant, because significance is found in simplicity. And the Bible says, and when Jonah came to this place, as I conclude, it was a 40-day miracle anointing. 40 days, Jonah, the revival is about to wait for you. Because, and this is one of the greatest revival in the Old Testament. This is the only time, not only the Bible says, the whole city came to the Lord. The plant, the dogs, the fishes, the salmon, the people, everybody came to a whole city, and I declare,
Jesus,
a whole city is about to come to the Lord. A whole province is about to come to the Lord. A whole country is about to come to the Lord. A whole world is about to come to the Lord, because Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the Bible says, and for 40 days afterwards, Noah, it began to rain. And Moses was for 40 days on Mount Sinai. And the Bible says, and the two spies, after 40 days, they were in the promised land. And the Bible says, and David conquered Goliath after 40 days. And Jesus himself spent 40 days in the wilderness.
Yes.
And the Bible says after 40 days, Nineveh had a revival. They were saved, healed, settled, and delivered. I'm here to tell you, Cape Town, the pains that you had was not normal pains.
Mm.
It was birth pains.
Yes.
It was revival pains.
Yes.
It was evangelistic pains.
Yes.
Because the baby of revival is about to be born.
Yes.
And the climate, the culture, the temperature of Cape Town is about to change, and God is about to shake the nation to the glory of God, and the best is yet to come, and the glory of God will fill the earth even as the waters cover the sea. Cape Town, you are bruised, you are bent, you are broken, you are lonely. Wherever you are, Jesus can heal you, save you, deliver you, and set you free. And if you do not know Jesus, this is a moment to find Jesus and say, Lord, right now I cannot. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Changing destiny.
Amen.
Oh my God. Mighty God. Sure. I'm just gonna go play a track of music after this. Oh my God. People, you've heard the man of God. This is powerful stuff. Revival.
Absolutely.
You know what? Revival is here.
It is here.
It is here. People, I need you to know that revival is here.
Yeah.
What we've been praying for is here.
Yes.
We see it.
Mm-hmm.
We hear about it. It's as if the fire of God is in everywhere where we go. When we listen to how pastors and bishops and apostles are talking, we can hear the shift that has taken place.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't want to miss out. You don't want to be left behind. So please, listen, people. You who do not know the Lord as your personal Savior, you need to make a decision now to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. I'm going to give you a contact number for our prayer friends. Give them or send them a WhatsApp. Send a WhatsApp to this number, 061-798-1075. We want to give you Jesus tonight. We want to give you Jesus tonight. Send us a WhatsApp. Let me know if you want to accept the Lord in your life as your Savior. If you are one of those that want to accept the Lord in your life right now, type the letter A, followed by your name, surname, and address. All right? If you want to accept the Lord in your life, you're a first time a person that wants to accept the Lord in your life for the first time, type the letter A, followed by your name, surname, and address to this number, 061-798-1075. Nul sis in 798. If you're a backslider and you want to come back to God tonight, type the letter B, followed by your name, surname, and address. We want to make contact with you, all right? And any other prayer requests, you just send it to 061-798-1075. Mighty God, there is such a precious anointing in the studio. I am just in awe of God. I will never stop being in awe of God. Oh, what a seasoned word, somebody says. Thank you, Apostle Vincent. You are one of my favorites. God bless you. That comes from somebody who goes by the name Eden Flowers and Decor. Oh, I think I know who that is. I know who that is, yes. Donre. May God bless you. I couldn't make it to Anna Joan Peacock's funeral. We've been having, you know, a few car issues the last couple of weeks, car issues, and so I couldn't make it because I didn't have access to the car, and I was just such a lot of things happening at work that I couldn't, and I so desperately wanted to be there. But I'm sure that you had a beautiful send off. Our dad, Apostle Vincent Alexander, Pastor Errol, we love you guys. The Eagles are in an exciting season. We have seen and experienced the hand of God positioning us for a time such as this. Butterflies are ready to fly. Apostle Nolene and Lindsay.
Zinc.
Bless you, beautiful people. I just, sure, this person says, good evening, Apostle Vincent Alexander. In 2017, you preached at the Cape Town for Jesus, and I pulled on your anointing and hung on your word. I was 26 at the time. I told my husband that I thought about your word that night back in 2017. You don't know me at all, but you made a huge impact in my spiritual life just by sitting under your teaching that one night at Cape Town for Jesus. God also gave us a word this week, Isaiah 43 verse 19, and that August will be new beginning for my family and I. And in September we would birth something new.
Sure.
And you confirmed that over the airwaves. Wow. God bless you, man of God. Wow. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that just powerful?
That's powerful. Jeez. Somebody's life is going to be changed tonight, Naomi.
In the name of Jesus.
Somebody's destiny is going to be changed tonight. Insanity teaches us, Naomi, that doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result. In order for me and you to do something that we've never done before, to see something that we've never seen before, and to experience something that we need to change. Jonah was obedient. And I want to encourage somebody tonight before Apostle Vincent is going to pray for those coming back home.
Yes.
Do something different.
Yes.
You cannot go on the same thing and expect a different result.
Outcome.
I want
That's
to
so
invite somebody that give your life to Jesus.
Yes.
Turn your life around.
Jesus.
Do something different. And I promise you, we're entering the 8th month of the new season. And your life will never be the same again.
Listen to this one. Thank you for that, Pastor Errol. This person says, wow, we've been praying for Apostle Vincent and his church in our prayer meeting.
Wow.
Oh, wow, look what the Lord has done. Thank you for that, Brother Roger Clausen. And that is what we need to do. We need to pray for the men and women of God. This one says, good evening, Naomi. We are glued to the radio. We are super excited. Our dad, the Eagle, a phenomenal man of God, and we love him, a humble servant, a great leader, a father to the nation. We are blessed to be sons and daughters of Real Life Christian Center. This comes from Rudy and Celeste and the whole family. Oh, and then the one and only, your own precious wife, she says, wow, Naomi, missing you. Thanks for the opportunity for my husband to share there tonight. Love you much. And then she says, amen. Thank you, Jesus. I receive. She's still receiving and drinking from this well. After how many years of marriage, Apostle?
28 years, you are.
28
And still getting strong. Yes.
En hierdie mense, sjo, as Pastor Marilyn eers begin. Oh, jette. This one says, good evening. That's my Apostle Vincent Alexander. I see how I'm about to give birth to my breakthrough in our new church. Mighty God. Nina says, Real Life Eagles. Let's see. She says, hi, Naomi, we thank the Lord for our spiritual dad, Apostle Vincent. His sons and daughters are so blessed and just so proud of our dad. He pushes us hard. But loves us harder. Amen. We love you, Dad. Amen. Real Life Eagles. Da is nou die goed se waarheid.
A big amen to that.
He said I done.
Pushes us very hard.
Da is die goed se waarheid.
But loves us even harder. Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes. But I'm so excited to be sharing that there are some people who are coming to the Lord tonight, praise who made that decision to accept the Lord at as their personal saving. I want to read some of that. Let's see. I just want to quickly go to that. A person says, wow, powerful program. Revival is here. Definitely. Thank you so much for that. Another person says, thanks for this powerful prayer that comes from Bernadette. Dawn says, thanks so much. I receive it. Thank you so much. And then Granville says, let me see what Granville is saying. Wow, Apostle Vincent was instrumental in our youth at Israel Latrians.
Wow, my. That was back in the days.
When I attended and were part of the congregation. Granville, ek het nie geweet jy was Latrians nie, my broer. Sure. He says, so blessed to hear him tonight. Love, Granville Michaels. Do you know Granville Michaels?
Absolutely. Thanks, Granville.
Now he's saying, now I'm talking early 90s.
Yes.
Toe jy nog 'n chokkertjie was. This one says, goeienaand, ek wil graag 'n gebed versoek indien vir my vrou. Sy word aangeval deur demoniese werke. Sy het slaaplose nagte en dit gebeur net na 12 middernag. Ons gaan bid vir dit, nê. Hierdie sê, my name is SL. Just giving in initials this, from Bishop Labors. Thank you, Bishop or Apostle Vincent Alexander, for that blessed word. Please pray for me and my three brothers and two children. I feel tonight that we are still in the belly of that fish. Pray that the Lord must restore and that God must do something for us. They're from Bishop Labors. Amen. Greetings, Apostle Vincent, from your friend, Pastor C. Let's see. You know Pastor C?
Yes.
Number ending in 1885. We'll surely visit Airport Side. That comes from Alicia.
Wow.
Pastor Vincent, I'm Brother Rodney. You don't know me, and I don't know you, but you speak in my calling life. I always struggle to step into my ministry. I've been called to be an evangelist, but I'm so scared to step out. I need to just repeat that. Praise God for that. Thank you so much. A much needed word. Blessings, Alicia. And then a Mark from Hanover Park here. I'm tuned into the worship. It was so fantastic. God was in the house. Oh, that was yesterday with Anna Joan Peacock's funeral. Look there. Belinda came back to the Lord. She's
awesome.
From Hanover Park.
Awesome.
Queen T says, my daddy, always in season. Can't wait for Sunday. From your daughter, Tamsin. God bless. Thank you. Keep me in your prayers. That comes from Joseph. Belinda, I think I just read that one. Yes. coming back to the Lord tonight. This one says, wow, what a word. God is faithful. We are dancing, we are jumping, and we are trusting God. 40 days. Expectancy is the breeding ground for your miracle.
Amen.
We are super proud of you, Apostle and Pastor Marilyn, and more so to be sons and daughters of Real Life Christian Center. We are so excited. We are moving, and we declare Haggai 2 verse 9 that the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former house. Your son and daughter, Rudy and Celestia. Die to means is by here, by your opgewonde. Yes, like Alistair, so my clom boodskapper. Dorothy says, good evening. We need pray for breakthrough in Jesus' name. We'll be joining Pastor Vincent. New church. God. Amen.
Yes.
Good evening, Pastor. Please ask God to answer my prayers from Sister Cordy. This one is what I'm so excited about. Somebody in your neighborhood says, I want to accept the Lord in my life for the first time in Bishop Lavis.
Awesome.
And then there's another person who says, I want to come back to Christ from Parklands. So I'm going to ask you to lead them.
Yes, what a blessing for me to do that. Naomi, this is my heartbeat. It's the greatest miracle when the sinner meets the Savior. So wherever you are, in your house, in your home, in your room, at your flat, in your window, in your car, it doesn't matter. What a privilege right now. I want you to where you are. Right now, I'm going to lead you to Christ, and your life will never, ever be the same again. Repeat after me. Say, Father God, just as I am, I'm coming to you. I confess that I am a sinner, that I need a Savior. And right now by faith, I accept Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Change me and set me free by the Spirit of the living God. Thank you, Father. Right now, I am free. I am saved. I am delivered in Jesus' name. Father, right now, I release a sevenfold blessing with the anointing of 1,000 times more. Over the brightly filled city of Cape Town, over every house, over every household, over every street, over every family, over the future, I release the anointing of 1,000 times more to heal, to save, and to deliver, and to set our people free. And I thank you for all the people who found Jesus tonight. Strength is coming, healing is coming, blessing is coming, promotion is coming, favor is coming, elevation is coming, and miracles are coming in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for your yes. Pastor Errol, thank you for the connection again. We need to go back to our relationship that we had because you are so connected with so many men and women across the city. So we need to open that door to other men and women like we did in the past to come and just deposit a word.
Amen.
And then go on their way again.
I just want to say thank you to my friend, colleague, and brother.
Amen,
Pastor Errol. Thank you so much. You're honored and loved.
Amen.
It's my Mikey. Yella.
I must say this about almost 10 years ago, Prophet Julian Klassen, he preached at the church in Kensington, and he called out to, you must go find yourself a covenant brother. And without knowing, the church was packed at the Barrier Breaking Men meeting. That time, Naomi, we were still doing our meetings in different churches.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, everybody went to go look for their covenant brothers.
Mm.
And me and Apostle Vincent looked at each other, and we were the only last men standing. And we became covenant brothers.
Wow.
More than 10 years ago, up till today. And indeed, a great pleasure and an honor.
Mighty God.
To be connected to Him.
Wonderful. So, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for coming out here tonight. And may you travel back home safely, and may God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Bless you. Bye now.